Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Goddess Alive Radio. This is Kimberly Moore, the priestess and founder of Mother House of the Goddess, and your humble hostess this evening. And I am going to be here with one of my very favorite people in the universe, Audrey Allison. And many of you know her, love her. Her amazing call-in shows have become quite regular, which just makes my heart blossom, and we love having her here. So I see tons of people in the queue. We're going to get Audrey on right away in just a minute. Let me just do a little bit of housekeeping. MotherHouseOfTheGoddess.com. We've got some new great articles up, and I encourage everybody to pop over there. We have some things going on. The Goddess Durga New Moon live ritual is coming on March 8th. And we've got lots of things going on at MysterySchoolOfTheGoddess.net. We may have a little bit of Mystery School of the Goddess news tonight. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to bring Audrey on in just a sec to let her share it with you. We also have some poetry going on, some sacred goddess feasting, and some wonderful articles over there. So please pop over and check everything out. Don't forget, mhgoddessshop.com is our Etsy store, and you can always pop over there. We've got lots of brilliant malas, and they will stand you in good stead because we've got the Hindu goddesses coming up for the next couple of new moons and full moons, Green Tara and Durga and Kali. So join us, chant with us. It'll be lots of fun. So I just wanted to let everyone know, too, Normandy Ellis has an absolutely amazing virtual book launch party coming for The Union of Isis and Thoth, the book that she did with Nikki Scully, and we're going to be sharing that. You can also get the book at HathorsMirror.com. Okay, so good stuff. Now, we are going to take our callers tonight in order of when you called in. For anyone that does not, you know, if we can't quite get to you tonight, don't worry, Audrey will be back. But you also can go to AudreyAllison.com, and that's AlisoN.com, 1L, and order a reading. Right there at the top, you click on the readings, and it'll tell you everything that you need to know. I highly, highly recommend it. Audrey is one of the most fantastic readers. She is so intuitive, so in tune, and just absolutely marvelous. So order a reading, and let's go ahead and get underway tonight. I think the energy is vibing that way. And maybe Audrey can share a little bit with us, too, about the upcoming eclipse season. You know, just a hint. And Audrey, are you there?
Hi, Kimberly. Yes, I'm excited. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm really happy to be here tonight, but also to announce some new Mystery School information and to discuss some of these eclipse energies that we're experiencing. And I'm fully shuffled here with my alchemical deck. I'm using the alchemical deck tonight, and for my viewers on YouTube, they know that's my traditional deck that I use by Robert M. Place. So that's what all shuffled for us here. Yeah.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm good. You know, as we said right before the show, I'm on my, or at the end of my second pot of coffee. So, you know, I'm like bouncing off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a woo. So I'll just stand here and wave my Shakti arms and hold the key for you to do your magic.
Yes, let's do it. I'm excited. We have some callers in the queue already. That works for me.
Yeah. And the number is growing by the minute. They're probably going, hey,
oh,
lady,
good.
Be cool. We want to hear all of but let's announce, would you like to do the honors? Just we'll put a little teaser out until we have more information about what is upcoming.
Yeah. Let's do that. I was asked by Kimberly to become an instructor at MysterySchoolOfTheGoddess.net. And it's under the umbrella of MotherHouseOfTheGoddess.com. And I'm sure your listeners already know how amazing the school is and what it has to offer, such a variety. And I'm writing a course right now, The Magic of Tarot. And I'm very excited. This is a new path for me. I know you can hear it in my voice, but I'm honored and I'm thrilled to participate in this. So that's a little teaser for now. More information to come on the course. Definitely more information to come.
I'll throw out there, I've seen the outline, and it is magical. It's absolutely marvelous, and it's going to be gangbusters. I can't wait. So,
thank you.
Stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned, because, you know, this is a great way to connect with Audrey on a different level. Okay. I'm going to calm down.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm going to be very quiet. No.
You're going to drink your sunshine coffee.
I am. Yep, my sunshine coffee from my nanny. Okay. And actually, at this time of the evening, it does get more like that, a little bit sweeter, a little bit lighter. All right, my darling. So if you are shuffled, we've got folks that are ready and waiting. And what I'm going to do is I'll call out the last four digits of your number and then unmute you and make sure you share your name and where you're calling from. We always like to know. And here we go, my darling, if you are ready.
I am. Sorry I grew a little quiet on you. I'm kind of honing into some spirit energy right now, so this is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's take advantage of that, and we'll start with caller 3774. Hello, are you there? Hello?
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 Hi.
Hello?
Hi
there.
Hi, this
Hello.
Is Suzanne.
Hi,
Hello.
Suzanne. How many people do we have on the line here?
Yeah. Just
How
one, me.
Okay, hi.
Hi, I just wanted a reading.
Yeah, of course. Do you have a particular question in mind tonight?
I sure do. When do you see
on?
A boyfriend for me? A companion, a soulmate, anything you see.
Yeah, let's see what comes up in the cards here.
Anyone from
the
past, anyone in the future?
The card of temperance is showing up. And with this card, it can represent a Sagittarius. But I'm really feeling that it's indicating the time frame of when the sun is in Sagittarius, which is November 22 through December 21.
It's only February.
Well, you know, honestly, in the scope of life, that's probably a blink of an eye. And I feel like you might meet some possibilities before then, but there's a lot of tangible and grounded coin cards around the time frame of Sagittarius, and I feel like this is where something committed could occur. Not to say you won't meet a single soul before then, but something that really sticks has the time frame of November sticking out here in the cards. And before this relationship comes into view, you have very independent cards, which is telling me that you're very used to handling a lot on your own. And there might be some lessons to finish up before the relationship ensues, which is why it might take some more of this year.
Oh, I don't need any more lessons. I've been on my own enough.
Well, hopefully it'll arrive earlier then. But my gut says that if you don't think you have lessons, you might have a few more.
Like what?
That's kind of
just
how it
like
goes.
Being dating no one till November, that's my lesson?
No, like I said, dating is an option, but a commitment of something really monogamous and grounded is about, I would say, 9 to 10 months away.
Okay.
But yeah, of course you could date. You could walk outside of your house right now and meet someone at a coffee shop. But I think the one that has strong potential could actually even be a Sagittarius man. But November's sticking out to me, Suzanne.
Do you see any what he's like or anything? Or
Well, you know, this is a little tarot taster, so if you'd like to have more information on that, you can look at my site, but I think we have to, that would require a full other shuffle. I'm just pulling a few cards here. But it did give the sign of Sagittarius, but also with Temperance, it does mean patience, balance, timing, and beauty. So all of those beautiful, calm traits could exist within this individual, and it could also symbolize what you need to give this area of your life right now, a little time, a little patience, and treat it very, very kindly.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Suzanne. Good luck.
Thank you.
I know. It's funny. It always feels like, you know, 9 months seems like so far away, but as fast as the year goes sometimes, Audrey, oh my.
Yeah, I know. And I learned that lesson a couple of years ago, especially when learning the tarot about 18 years ago, just the repetition of learning the craft took everyday commitment for about 2 years. So I'm thinking, you know, 9 months, you can do it. You can do it. It'll be all right. And then when it's here, how amazing. You know, you're not really worried about the time.
So true. So true. Love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to our next caller who's been waiting ever so patiently. We have 3640. Hello, caller.
Hi, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. I have the same question as Suzanne. I'm single.
All the single ladies. We're all here.
Well, I don't want to be single. I hope that I can meet somebody soon.
Yeah, you know, I'm just shuffling the cards, and I can already hear and feel as an empath a lot of the weight in your heart, or maybe the lack of strength right now. But let's just see what comes up in the tarot. Interesting. The cards, you have a very strong romantic placement. You have the Two of Wands here, which doesn't have to be commitment right away, but it is very passionate. The Knight of Swords is here, which is perhaps a younger air sign male, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. My first instinct, Rose, was to say, you got out of a relationship that you really had to detach from in a way where your heart took a beating, or it took a little bit of a trample or something that took maybe longer than expected to get over. But the Two of Wands tells me there is an ignited passion here. And it could have to do with the planet Mars, because I'm noticing the transition card, or the death card in the tarot, represents the sign of Scorpio. And the Two of Wands reminds me of the planet Mars because it contains a lot of fire. And Mars is in Scorpio right now, and they're next to each other. And when I always incorporate the astrology in a reading, just because it helps me get more of a timeline or a clearer picture. And Mars will only be in Scorpio through about, I think it's March 10th or 9th. And you could meet someone very quickly here. That could be lighthearted dating, attraction, physicality. And then Mars goes into Sagittarius and then retrogrades again back into Scorpio throughout the spring season. So I think you could even meet a Scorpio male or Scorpio energy. But I like this. I like that the Two of Wands is here. That's Venus and Mercury, the two lovers intertwined. So I think you are going to have some passion and quickly while the planet Mars is in Scorpio.
And that's until March 10th, you said?
Yes.
From now until March 10th, you're saying I can meet somebody?
It could be very quickly.
All right.
And let me correct myself. March 8th, in the evening of March 8th, is when Mars transits out of Scorpio. So this could be in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
quick interaction here. And it's not online, by the way. This is
no, I don't go online. I don't want to deal with that right now.
High five.
No, I go to singles events for people my own age group, and it's really nice. I'd rather meet them in person than hear a bunch of lies online. I don't want to deal with that. But you don't see anyone from my past contacting me either?
Well, that relationship that showed up from your past is here in the cards. So it was important enough for them to discuss. But I do think releasing that, because it's kind of a swords card, and it symbolizes cutting off what no longer serves you and your
mm-hmm.
highest purpose. So I don't think you're going backwards. I think you're moving forward. And if you receive an email regarding a singles invitation for the next 3 weeks where you go, you have to jump on those.
Oh,
it's a tangible
in
your face meeting.
I will go. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Rose. Good luck to you.
Thanks so much.
Good luck, Rose.
Nice.
Wow.
Thank
Quick
you.
Timeline.
Thank
it's
you.
It's always interesting, the timeline, you know? It's absolutely amazing how that comes in so strongly.
Yeah, I like to incorporate that because, it, you know, when people want to know questions, when clients are really concerned, they want specific amounts of time. So I think the astrology really mm-hmm. helps me with the tarot because they're so intertwined. It's the symbols that appear that help out.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's really funny when I do my readings, and I use the goddess cards quite a bit, Audrey.
Yes.
For timelines, I go to the tarot every time. You know, that's going to give
yeah.
me what
mm-hmm.
I need. Yeah. So good. All right. So let's get on to the next caller. And this seems to be a love night. We'll see if the trend continues.
Yeah. Coming out of Valentine's Day.
Right. Yeah. So mm-hmm. we have 3334. Are you there?
Hi, it's Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Rebecca.
And yes, it is a love question. I was recently, kind of asked out by a guy that I'm interested in. Do you see the potential for something long-term with this person?
Because I like this question. Let's get into this. Okay. Now, because the hangman here appeared first, this could mean a few things. That this takes, it took him some time to ask you out. He was stalling initially. But I'm getting the King of Cups and the Queen of Cups and the Star card as well. Is this a water sign male? Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces?
Gemini.
Okay. So he's not here necessarily as a representative of a person in the cards, but mm-hmm. I feel this King of Cups is about the intuition. It's the strongest card of intuition in the deck. And the Star card is a little bit of recognition or limelight. And I think this guy is very intuitive as well, and he's paying you a lot of attention. But there is a strong connection with his work, or there's a lot of responsibility with this man that makes him very busy and maybe not able to give you the kind of time that you personally are requiring long-term. Right now, I think if you're flexible with how much time he can give you, this could work out.
Okay.
And you have the Four of Wands in the long-term potential, which is a bride and groom. Now, I don't want to put that all the way out there.
Sure.
But I think I just did. I feel like if you're really cool with his pace, there's something very strongly distracting him in the work sector, and a lot of burdens, weight, authority coming down on him, responsibility. But the pace seems slow with the hangman. So if you're cool with that, this could work out. And he does pay you a lot of attention when he's available with the Star card.
Okay.
He's not represented in the tarot, but I like this. I think if you're easy, greasy, beautiful cover girl, this could work out and not push him to see him too much. I would lay back on this.
Okay. Good advice.
Well, thank you. Wishing the best of luck
thank
with
you.
This.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck with
thank
Becca.
Thank you.
Kimberly, do you think I'm going too short on these? How do you feel about the time length of the tarot tasters?
No, I think we're doing great. Yeah.
Okay,
and,
good. Just
I think we're doing good. And, you know, I think it's important, too, because, you know, the more in-depth questions do require a reading. That's just the way it is. This is just a little bit of a taste that kind of gives you, you know, everyone a little bit of a snapshot, and that's perfect. So,
okay,
you know.
I don't want to feel like I'm cutting people off either, but sometimes when it's complete, it just feels like it's complete, even if it's just a few minutes. Yeah.
Right. Well, the cards let you know, don't they? I mean, that's what's always so interesting about it is the cards go, okay, that's it.
You know? It's true. Yeah. And pulling just a few, you know, they just sum it up real quick. If I don't use a full Celtic cross spread or use 11 to 13 cards, it goes much quicker.
Absolutely. I think this is great. And, let's see. We'll see. It always cracks me up that we get a trend going, whether it's about work or, you know, love or something. It's always interesting, too.
Yeah, it is a trend. You're right.
So we have, I believe, what is a Skype caller. So if you've got your Skype there, hello, caller.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
I have to tell you, I'm going to keep the trend up.
I love it.
Mine is a little different. I'm wondering when my relationship is going to get back on track. I have someone in mind. I'm not looking to meet someone new.
And what's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Trish.
Trish. Okay, good. And can I ask you if you know your rising sign in astrology, your ascendant?
I do. My birth sign is Virgo, and my rising sign is Gemini.
Okay. I wanted to see just something regarding the eclipses. I wanted to see where they would affect you, but you're okay right now. You know, your cards, even though your question is about your relationship, the cards are almost saying, she knows she needs to be focusing on her career right now or her earnings right now. But, you know, sometimes there's space in relationship for us to focus on other things. And your cards are so prominently centered around your property, your income, your earnings, your savings, getting more money, promotion, and then right in the corner in the near future, you have the Two of Cups, which is a very solid relationship card, but it's not in the current present positioning. So I feel you're about a season out from truly understanding and full communication with your relationship because of where this card is positioned. And maybe your distraction right now or the out-of-sync energy is so you can funnel your energy here around this work upgrade is what I'm calling it. You have some promotion coming in or more leverage coming into work, and I think that your energy could be put into that. And around right before, I think, the transition of summer, you're coming back together, and the Two of Cups, just as much as it is love, is communication. So there's some very smooth understanding around the time of June.
Wow. I have to tell you that I am up for a promotion at work, and I also have another job offer.
There it is, girl. See, you have to get settled in your coins before this relationship really connects again, because it could deter you from really going for something high in the work sector. And not that you would always just put relationship first, but I do think that these kinds of glitches have a positive reasoning just as much as they feel uncomfortable. So allow this relationship, I think, to have some breathing room. You've got a lot of work coming up. And once you're positioned and rooted there, I think everything else can fall into place.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was really interesting.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling.
Okay.
Thanks, Trish. Good luck. Oh, love that work stuff, you know, money stuff.
Yeah, why not? Makes the world go around.
So, well, you know I'm a little love averse anyway, so. All right. So this is great. It's so fun to hear, you know, people from all over and different things kind of coming in. So it's just amazing. All right.
And how good that we had how progressive of us to have a Skype caller, too. I like that this 2016 energy is coming through with technology here.
Well, no, you got to love it. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's keep going because the cards are hot.
Mm-hmm.
We have caller 7424. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi, this is Patty from Chicago.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Audrey. I love the tarot, and I look forward to your monthlies every month.
Thank you for watching. I appreciate it.
I love it. And I'm going to break the trend. I'm sorry. This is not This is illegal. This is a legal question.
Okay.
Let's
do it.
Okay. We had to hire a lawyer. My husband is on disability, and because of what the company did to him, we had to hire an attorney. I'm just not sure about the attorney, if he's really working for us.
Okay. There's certain cards that can come up in the tarot when it's a pending legal situation or anything regarding legal. And, of course, one of them is the Justice card. I don't see justice, but I see the King of Swords, who is an attorney figure, could be a judge, could be the man that's representing you. And then I also see the Two of Swords, which is an opposition legally. And I'm getting a message about him being wrongfully fired or let go because of a handicap.
Right.
Or
it's exactly.
Yeah, I'm hearing that he has a case. Now, I don't know a lot of legal terms, but I'm going to tell you how I feel this is going. You have the Ace of Swords as an outcome, which is exactly what I want to see in a reading regarding a legal case. It's success or victory. It's victory on your end. I think as an intuitive, I feel there's two sections of this case. One he will lose and one he will win. And it's similar to punitive damages where he's awarded compensation for the wrongful firing, but there's something he doesn't get initially. So I'm not sure if this is some kind of mediation that isn't successful first time around, but there is a reward.
You're absolutely right.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. My palms are sweating.
Because we had gone through the path of the EOC without an attorney, and that didn't go anywhere.
That didn't work.
So we therefore right. So you're right.
You're going to have a victory this second time around, and the Knight of Swords is handling this, and I think that's the lawyer that currently represents you. That's a male, right? Did you say that?
Yes.
You have a male attorney? Okay, good. And then the Ace of Swords is the victory. The Two of Swords is the opposition between your side and the corporate side. They don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to why he was fired. It's wrongful. It's coming up like shame on them. The Seven of Swords is manipulation, cunning, sly, underhanded behavior. And that's next to the Hierophant, which is an establishment or a corporation. So, yeah, this is really a visible story here on the cards. I think that you have some reward coming your way and your husband as well.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was just wanted to ask, because I didn't hear the very beginning, but are you're doing something with the tarot on this show?
Oh, I'm going to be an instructor. Motherhouseofthegoddess.com has a mystery school of the goddess.net. It's an online school, and I'm going to be teaching a course online regarding the magic of tarot. So, yeah, that's in the works. I'm writing the course right now.
Oh, my God, because I'm playing with the tarot now, and I love tarot.
Excellent.
So,
oh, this will
I'm
be perfect for you.
Perfect. And you couldn't be any more perfect
glad.
For me, so.
Oh, oh
thank you,
honey.
I appreciate
I'm so
it.
Glad.
So
I'm
so
glad happy. Thank
you. Tuned in. Thank you, honey. Good
yep.
luck to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Take care.
Thank you.
That was so
what
sweet.
What a lovely confirmation. Yeah, that's so great. So great. I know it's going to be gangbusters. Audrey, you are perfect to be doing this. Perfect to be teaching
Aww.
A course about tarot. And we will all be lucky. So
I'm emotional. I'm getting emotional.
I know you should be. It's such a great way for people to, you know, communicate with you and connect with you and for you to share your wisdom. It's really fantastic.
Well,
so,
it's my honor, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm delighted, honestly, and good. So let's see here. Let's keep going as we're on this. That was a good one, that caller.
Yeah.
And we've got 6016. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
What's
my
your name?
My name is Tanika.
Pieka?
Tanika.
Oh, Tanika. Good
yeah.
to meet you. What's your question tonight?
I would like to actually start up the trend again with love. I'd like to hear about love for me and anything.
I
else.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love that the callers are in the flow of all of the show. They're in the flow. Okay, so do you have a specific question regarding this, or you just want to see what comes up?
Well, yeah, I do want to see what comes up. I have hopes about something, but currently I'm single, and so I'm just hoping to see what comes up, and I do want to move also, hopefully to do with love.
You know, I'm glad that you said you want to move, because the Knight of Wands is the first card I pulled, and when looking at this card, I never really associate it with a younger fire sign male like I would a Knight of perhaps Swords. The Knight of Wands to me is a card of relocation, and it's a card that suggests taking action and getting a new environment. And right after this card, you have the Queen of Swords, which can either represent you if you're an air sign female, or it represents a decision that you have to make between two options. Now, to me, this is about where to live. And then after this, you have a similar card to two callers ago, the Two of Wands, which is an attraction, the fifth house in astrology, romance, passion, lighthearted dating, connection, physicality, and the Wheel of Fortune, which is a very strong success card. It's upright, symbolizing the upswing, so it's a turn of events. If you're going through a dry spell right now, expect the fate of the wheel to turn on that. And the transition card, which does mean you have to change your either environment or location, I think, before this comes in. Now, you mentioned you wanted something to work out and it didn't, or you were waiting on something. My first reaction, because I'm looking at some of your cards that represent the past, is to keep that option in the past. Because your move or your new environment contains a new passion. And I think that you need a newness, especially coming into the vernal equinox around March 20th, the first day of spring, new beginnings. So it's not time to go back and revisit the past as much as our hearts can want us to. It really is time to push forward here. And you have a lot of luck around this move. You have a choice between two places. How soon were you planning on this?
I don't actually have any plans set out yet. It's just a strong urge in me. I really want, especially because the last full moon was in my sign, and my moon sign and my sun sign are Virgo. And I just keep thinking of moving. And, the person from my past, we had always talked about that a lot, and it felt like it was supposed to happen. But I just can't stop thinking of moving and him.
Well, I'll make it real. I'll give you some dates here, because you have Jupiter in your sign right now, in the sign of Virgo. Jupiter is all about expansion and the expansion of the walls that you live in. And he's with you in Virgo. You said your moon and your sun are there. You have him there until August of this year. So I think between now and August, you will be moving. Jupiter expands you, and you might, if you're in a smaller place, it becomes very confining. So, and Jupiter is luck and abundance. So you will be upgraded when Jupiter's in the first house. This is very positive for a move.
Yeah, I hope so. Don't
and
have
when
a way
you
yet.
Move, you have a relationship there. So I think it's coming in a chronological order here.
Oh,
it's good. It's good news. Don't be afraid about how it'll happen. I think that having a lot of faith, Jupiter can give you some optimism in this area of expansion too. And it's very rare that you won't go through a life change with Jupiter in your first house. And this is a new 12-year cycle for you. Jupiter won't be visiting this sector for another 12 years. So this is really, really abundant.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Good. I'm glad. This will work out. Something will pop into your lap. You have the Wheel of Fortune. This could be a very sudden, lucky property or rental that can come into play.
Okay. Well, that would be
Thanks
wonderful.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Of course.
So
thank you. I appreciate you calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
Yay.
And the Knight of Wands continues.
I know. The Knight of Wands comes rushing in when it's time to move.
Oh, boy. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, good. You need a breather? Are we good to go to keep on going?
I'm good. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Keep on moving.
Okay. Well, we have caller 6076. Are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm not ashamed. Work. There's no shame in my game. My line's all about work.
I like you. I like your vibe already. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay, so let's see what comes up here. Okay, Four of Coins is first, which is the saving of money. It's a picture of a man putting four coins in the dirt, burying it, saving it for a rainy day. You also have the Ten of Coins, the Empress. Oh, here's the Wheel of Fortune again, and the Ace of Swords. Oh, these cards are on repeat, but I'm shuffling away. Trust that. Now, this is definite meaning, a different meaning than obviously the last reading with the Wheel of Fortune, but you have an authority figure or a male boss coming into the picture here. Do you already have this position that I see him over you in?
Well, I talked to somebody, a man, earlier this week, mm-hmm. and he said he would reconsider the decision that they had set to me to hire me on because it wasn't good news, and I thought they were going to hire me on. And he said he'd take everything under consideration that I had said, and he'll get back to me this week, and he was going to check on some work that I do. So I'm waiting breathlessly.
He's going to sleep on it after just kind of dangling that carrot in front of you. You know what? You have success around this. He offers you this position. But I have to say, I'm trepidatious about this man's energy. And he comes up here. The Ten of Coins is a male authority figure. He's a boss. But But the Ten of Coins, although very prosperous financial card, and you will be saving money, and you do have the Ace of Swords, which is success in them hiring you back and reconsidering. But the Ten of Coins has these coins over this man's eyeballs. So he's very selfish and very materialistic and very much concerned about how things will fully benefit him in this position of authority. So if you know this, this is why he's kind of, well, I'm going to play with your time and emotions and energy right now, and I'll get back to you, and I'll reconsider, and I'm going to keep an eye on you. All that stuff I would take with a grain of sea salt and laugh that off, because you do an excellent job. And you also have the Lady of Coins as an outcome card, which I love because she's very financially protected in her health and her wealth. So as soon as this guy makes up his mind and gives you the answer that he already knows he wants to hire you back, by the way. I'm already hearing he's just putting her through a little bit of a test. He thinks he's Saturn. He thinks he's putting you through a test right now, girl. Don't worry. Don't fret. Keep a really calm, positive attitude. You could get this. This has a lot of success around it. This isn't a man to come up against, though. And I don't see you needing this position for longevity. This is a stepping stone for you.
Yeah. And I work with him for like 2.5 weeks, and then I don't have any. The way it goes, I move into a different arena in that work arena. So I don't have much to do with him after that.
Perfect.
It was just that initial, thank you. So it looks ace.
It looks very positive
you.
For you getting this job. In fact, in my gut, I feel like you already have it. He's just holding this up because he likes this position of power in holding this over you a little bit. This is all his issue. It has nothing to do with what you're doing or how you're performing.
Okay.
He's on a power trip, a little bit of a power trip. So.
Okay.
And if he's listening, don't shoot the messenger.
No, I'm sure he's. But do you get a feeling when he'll notify me? I mean, this is already Thursday.
This is very soon. You know, March 8th is our first eclipse that we're having in Pisces. The eclipse could actually eclipse this position in very quickly. It doesn't even have to be on the 8th. The energy is already even there. So I would say within a week or two, this will manifest.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm rooting for you.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank
so
you.
Good. That's great. And you know,
I love the
you
Ace
wanted...
of Swords.
Yes.
That card
oh
is like
sure,
certain success. When I see that, I'm thinking, yes, it's the card of yes. And I love out of 78 cards that it'll just pop up when necessary, when it really is about a yes or a no.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And we are heading hard and fast for these eclipses in March, aren't we? I mean, they're not that far
away
at all.
Yes, it's eclipse season. The first one on the 8th of March is at 18 degrees of Pisces. This is an emotional energy. It's a new moon, lunar eclipse. So it is, solar eclipse. So it is emotional. But it really depends on where you hold Pisces in your natal charts, where that sign is positioned in a sector or a house in astrology, because then it really defines the area of how this will affect you. And the second eclipse, March 23rd, is at 3 degrees of Libra. So, again, that could be relationships and lighthearted connections that are eclipsed very quickly out of people's lives. It might be a shocker kind of time, but again, depending on where you really hold Libra on the wheel.
I'm good on the Pisces. I've got Libra everywhere.
say that again, Kimberly.
I said I'm good on Pisces. I don't have any, but Libra, Sun, Mercury, Jupiter, you know.
Okay, listen, I want you in bed rest from the 25th of March through about the 26th, if you can. We might have to get you a reading around that time.
I think maybe. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. No, it's crazy. So, good. Well, here we go. We've got another Skype caller, Audrey. How cool is that?
Oh, cool. Yes. Very cool. I love it.
Skype caller, hello.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Brandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi, and my question is, I have a job interview tomorrow, and I was curious if this looks like a good career opportunity for me.
Ooh, I like this. Okay, let's see what comes up. I love how they give you a job interview on a Friday and make you wait the whole weekend. The tactics are
right.
Me. Okay.
I know.
Because the first thing I see is a little bit of a wait here, because I don't think they'll be calling on Monday first thing either. And...
Uh-huh.
You know, do you have two interviews that you know of? Because I see two offers coming in tomorrow.
No, I don't have one yet. No.
You have the Two of Coins as an outcome card, which means, well, it can mean two things, that you have actually two separate jobs that are offering you good money that you need to choose from, or stability, security. Or it's that you're leveraging in this offer more pay. The Two of Coins, it's not a battle like the Two of Swords is, but it's a weighing, it's a bartering, it's going back and forth. So there might be an offer, but you can counter offer with a little bit more money, perhaps, because I feel like any job, they try to go a little bit lower. But I do see that. Oh, the eclipse is what's going to bring this in, too, because I do have the Tower card here, and that represents the eclipse. It's next to the card of the moon. So March
8th. I'm a Gemini rising as well, if that helps with that.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'm a Gemini rising, if that helps with the eclipse info.
Oh, well, yes, because I just said March 8th, and if you're a Gemini rising, this eclipse in Pisces is occurring in your 10th house of career. And that's on March 8th.
Oh,
so I feel like they might not get back to you Monday the 29th after this experience on Friday, but by the 8th of March, you're eclipsed in your career sector, so there's a new opportunity that can come right in. And Venus will be entering that sector. You have Mercury there. This is all positive for job progress. So I'm loving this. It's good to be a Gemini rising in the career sector during this eclipse. Now, if you already have the job, if you already have this job, I'd say you might be eclipsed out of the position. But it's good to have it this way.
Good. So
like
it looks
this.
Like it could be a good opportunity.
Oh, it's great. And I love that the cards are actually showing me the Tower and the Moon. That is an eclipse. So I want to say March 8th, around that time, this is coming in. And as long as you kind of let them know what you feel you are worth, the Two of Coins also has a lot to do with self-value and self-worth. So you can come back at them a little bit if they're offering you a lower amount. Because you might just win that over as well with this eclipse energy. You could confuse them so much in an eclipse that they'll be like, oh, wait, she's the VP all of a sudden? Like, what's going on here?
Right.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you.
I'm excited for you. Good luck. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Good luck, Brandy. That's really fantastic.
Yeah, I love that she's a Gemini rising needing career advancement because this is the time for it.
All right. There you go. That sounds awesome. And just as a note, AudreyAllison.com, 1L, and you can schedule a reading, and especially, I highly recommend it with eclipse season coming up, especially. I think it's always a good time to do a check-in with somebody who has good working knowledge of tarot and astrology. It's important.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you're ready for some more?
I am. I'm still shuffling. I don't think I ever put these cards down. I sleep with them.
I know. They're great. They are just wonderful to them. Well, as always. So We have caller 0907. All right, caller, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, ladies. Hi. Well, it looks like I'm going to not go along with the relationship. Sorry.
No problem.
When I get one, then I will call you.
Me too.
My question, I'm sorry, my name is Lisa. I apologize for that.
Hey, Lisa.
My question is in regards to a job interview I actually have on Sunday.
Oh, that's the day of the Lord. What are they doing with interviews on Sunday?
I know.
Okay.
Okay,
no,
I'm not going to do anything on Saturday, though.
Okay, there you go. You have the king of coins, the queen of coins. Okay, this is really spectacular energy, and the six of coins.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you have a lot of success in this position. I have to say, though, the nine of swords is here, which means this is easily attainable. I'm sorry, the nine of wands is here.
Mm-hmm.
This is easily attainable, but there will be a sacrifice that is made for this position. And I don't know why I'm drawn to this. I'm drawn to a few things here. The first thing I thought of was your vehicle, your car. And I don't know why that's connected to work, but it could have to do with parking or something related to your transportation to the job.
I don't have transportation.
There you go. There's
it'd be public transportation.
There's something
and I thought
requiring.
About that.
Yeah, there's some sacrifice you're making regarding the job and in regards to your transportation. So maybe it's just that, you know, you're dealing with public transportation.
Yeah,
And it could take you a long time in the mornings and things like that, but the sacrifice is well worth it financially. And I have to say, where you're headed, you're headed with a lot of support around you. The Six of Coins is heading into a support system. There's so much security with the Six of Coins. It's investments, settlements, the loaning of resources, having more than from the people around you. This is to start with the king and then go to the queen. You're mastering your environment and occupation right now. Beautiful, beautiful cards for work. Yeah.
Wow.
But
this comes with sacrifice. But would that also mean that it's almost like the king minus touch when it comes to work?
Ooh, like everything you touch turns to gold? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I didn't think of that at first, but there is a lion on this card, and that represents Leo, and their color is gold. And I feel like there's a lot of symbolism and royalty to this card, and really reaching a high pinnacle in your work success with the king of coins. So this could be a job that really gives you roots and has security around it. But
well,
there's
actually
a sacrifice in your transportation here.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't pay for it, or they won't pay for you to get there or something like that.
Right. Well, check it out, because I actually thought about it. I'm like, okay, so what if I have to work at night?
Right.
How is that going to work out for me? You know,
girl,
seeing that
you
I don't
mace.
Have. Yes.
You'll need to carry some mace. But I do feel like the sacrifice is worth it. I'm not getting cards of warning. I'm not saying danger because of the sacrifice. It's saying, look, if you're, I did hear the car, not, you know, dealing with the sacrifice of the car. Which is what you're dealing with, and it didn't make me scared. It just made me feel like, oh, this is going to take her a while to get there. But it's worth it financially, because you'll be able to purchase the car.
Wow. Now, can I tell you what the job interview is?
If you'd like to.
Yes, it's actually, I'm kind of stepping out of my comfort zone, because I've always gone into corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
This is working for a acupuncturist and wellness center.
Ooh. Okay. I love this. And now I have the chills. I'm glad you even shared that, because in looking at the support system that I saw you had there, I don't normally think of that when I think of corporate America.
Absolutely.
I think
yep.
of that
yep.
when I think of metaphysical energies, and where you're headed is
yes.
is a very spiritual, connected, nurturing facility. So there is a
yes.
support system there. You'll be getting treatments
yes.
whenever you want them. You'll be aligned.
Yes.
All your chakras will
yes.
be balanced. You'll be
yes.
you'll be good to go.
Yes.
So it has perks. I think you should run to this position. It's
absolutely.
A game changer.
Absolutely, because when I got the email, I was like kind of shocked that I got the email back, and I responded to her. And what she mentioned is that she understood that people have a full time job Monday through Friday, so she
mm-hmm.
so she have the weekends open to interview. That never happens in corporate America. Never
this is,
happens.
This is a gift. This is a gift to you. I'm hearing that
yes.
this is a new. It's a calling. And you're
yes.
going to be extremely introduced to the metaphysical.
Yes,
and
I've
you're
been
switching,
reading books.
You're switching courses. You're switching courses
yes.
right now. You have a calling. You're a light worker. You have a
oh
healing
my God.
Energy.
I have a book. I have a book in front of me that's called
yeah.
Light Worker.
Girl, see, I hear. I
and
hear
I have
that.
Books. That's what I've been reading. I took some time off from work, and that is what I've been reading. I've been reading up on the crystals, on aromatherapy.
Is it really called Lightworker? Lightworker?
Yeah, her name is Savannah. I believe her name is Savannah. I think
well,
it's Savannah.
I have a strong presence here that I believe is without sounding, you know, out of my mind, this is your guide. This is not my spirit guide communicating with me, but they're telling
oh
me you're a Lightworker and your calling has changed. So it's not you're never going back to corporate America. You can throw that place a funeral.
Yes, yes, good because I don't
mm-hmm.
want to go back. I really don't. But it's like, what else can I do? What else can I
no,
do?
No, this comes to you magically, opportunity because you're meant to jump at it. And I really
yes.
get a sense of urgency for this. Like,
yes,
to say yes. Yeah, this
yes.
would be great.
Yeah, so I
I'm
sent an email
called.
And said, yep, Sunday I look forward to meeting her on Sunday. But again, I thought about, okay, what if she wants me to work on at night and I don't have a car?
Well, you know,
so you mentioning that.
Don't think of the what if, because they're
right,
saying the car
right.
is going to handle, you're going to handle it. You're going to deal with the transportation.
Yes.
You work there for the rest of the year, you'll be having a down payment of your car.
Yes.
And
there's
your,
always
and
zip car. And there's always zip car.
Well, there you go.
There's always zip car.
I'm glad you called. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. And yes, I have the book right in my hands called Light Worker, and her name is Savannah, Arienta.
You're being called for that energy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So
it defines you.
Excellent.
You know, I'm happy for you.
I'm happy. I'm happy that you took my call. So, thank you. This is confirmation. This is confirmation.
Oh, I'm glad. Beautiful.
Oh.
So beautiful.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank
have
you.
A great
thank
night.
You. You as well. Many blessings.
Blessings.
Thank
I
you.
This is so cool. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. God bless.
You too.
All right. Bye bye.
So cool. I love those kind of synchronicities, Audrey.
I know. I love it when people's guides just kind of tap me on the shoulder and say, thank God, I've been waiting to tell her this, but she's not listening.
Right? I know.
No, she
so
is
cool.
She is listening. She's already ahead of the game. I didn't mean to say it like that, but she's already got the book. She's feeling her calling.
Yeah.
And when that
yeah.
creeps up, you know this, when that creeps up into you, you just have to go for it.
Absolutely. And everything will align.
Yeah.
You just, you know, that's the part of divine surrender, you know, of just letting the universe know, cool, I'm here, I'm listening, I'm going to go for it. So good stuff.
Right.
Good stuff. All right,
yay.
We'll write it 9:00. You want to take another one or two callers?
Yeah, we'll just do... We'll just do two more. How's that?
Okay, great. We have another Skype caller. Gosh, Skype's been hot
yay,
for us tonight.
Yay, thank you.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello.
We're going global.
Skype sounds so amazing. Hi. You guys sound really like you're making a lot of people happy tonight.
Yay, I know. This is a really good session. I'm very happy with this.
Yay. My name is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
I'm going to ask a work question because I am unemployed, and I've had a weird streak of energy in my work pattern. I would get some really cool gigs, potentially high-paying. Some of them fizzle out before they begin. I would get jobs that were not maybe offering what I thought I should be getting, and then it would just a lot of things would dissolve before they begin, and it's really actually frustrating because I do need a job now. I need income coming in.
Mm. You know what this sounds like to me, and I have the cards turned, but what my gut is going to astrologically is the planet Uranus, who's probably stationed in your sixth or your tenth house of work and career, because it makes it very, Uranus is very quick to attract opportunity. It's very sudden and shocking, but just as quickly as it comes in, it dismantles. So you might have some of that energy in your sixth or tenth house, and this transit is a seven-year process. But I'd really love to look at your chart to determine that. But in the tarot, now, we're taking this a little left, but when the magician appears, I like to ask people, and, you know, you don't have to answer this because I know we're on a radio show and this is being heard by thousands of people, if not millions, but do you practice magic? And if so, are you doing a lot of candle work on full moons or new moons and things like that?
I did one this past week. Not often, but
okay.
Not every moon, some moons.
They're talking about this magic to me, and
okay.
They is my guides. They're saying when she practiced with the candle magic, when she's practicing candle magic, to not do it on any eclipse energy. But the one you just did, it's going to take some time. I really feel that by the end of March, you could see something manifest from this, a lot of job interviews or calls coming in, but I don't feel this is right away. Just give me one second to think because I'm hearing so much at once. I'm sorry if I go quiet.
That's okay.
Is this an orange candle that you lit a couple days ago or bright yellow orange?
I went to a ceremony. We did an outdoor, we were by fire.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a fire pit. Okay. This energy is very strong, and
because
it's going to take a while.
The fire. Right. I was
I'm
looking
sorry?
Directly into the fire. I was looking directly into the fire.
Okay. That's why I see these bright colors of orange and bright yellow. They're saying that it's going to take a while to direct itself. And I think this is the energy or the work or the prayer that you did for spirit. Due to the amount of people around this and the timing, because it is eclipse energy, it takes a minute or a while to get rooted. It can go awry at this time. Not that you did anything wrong. I don't mean to at all sound chastising. It's always good to put positive energy out there. I just think that the manifestation of this could take about 4 weeks, and maybe that's not what you had in mind for a time frame. But I'm not worried about you. I feel like this the magician's here first, so they're acknowledging your magic. And then I heard candle work. So whatever you focused on in that bright color, you had very beautiful positive intentions. I want to say March 30. 31, April 1, April 2, that area of time is when there's a lot of feedback regarding work.
Okay.
How do you feel? You okay with that?
I mean, as long as it happens before I run out of money, I guess. and it's kind of funny, but yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I'd have to be a lot more positive than I have been. But it just seems really interesting when I get opportunities, you're like, either underappreciate it And then, or I've been doing a lot of volunteering, and the exchange of energy has been incredibly rewarding, and I'm not really making money, but there's an exchange, so I am getting compensated for my time, just not with cash, but there's a, still a congruent exchange of heart and energy, so I don't feel like I'm being taken advantage of or less appreciated. But when it comes to the monetary thing, it's funny how, you know, some people don't want to show up and pay you what you I mean, it's clear, actually what you deserve. It's not about being egotistical.
You know, I really feel like you're putting in a lot of work. You're putting in the work, and you're paying your dues. You're being of service right now, and you're receiving back through barter or connection, but your money could filter in towards the end of March, because I see the Six of Wands is a picture of a man holding this fire, this flame, a torch, but that there's five other torches being handed to him, that as if this is a communal energy of this fire candle magic work that you recently did. But everyone in there had an offering, and everyone in there has a goal. So I think it's taking its time to manifest, but the Six of Wands is your reward. So there is a positive outcome to the work you're putting in, and I do feel like you'll be compensated. I just feel like it's not immediate. It's not instant gratification.
Okay.
Take your time It'll manifest. Okay. It takes some time.
Okay. Is it something, can you tell energetically if it's something I'm going to be happy with?
Well, what's really beautiful about the Six of Wands is that it is a reward. So this offering isn't just cash, but it's something that you feel you are rewarded in doing. So
that's great.
It's something you feel good about. It wouldn't exist if it were draining and something that doesn't feel right to you. This card is very positive and rewarding. So yeah, I would say you're very happy with it, fulfilled.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's really
thank
optimistic.
You. Best
thank
of luck.
You.
Best of luck. Yeah, best of luck to you.
Best of, thank you
so
much.
So
thank you.
Cool. Okay. Well, we've got one more. We've got lots in the queue. So I just want to repeat for everybody too. Of course, we'll have Audrey back as soon as she would love to come. And in between, please make sure you go to AudreyAllison.com and schedule a reading. Easy peasy, best way to get her and her full attention. So that is it. And
thank
we've got
you.
One more for you, my darling. And
I just
want
to say before we take them, if everyone could hold off on their candle work through March, especially a lot of, you know, people who practice magic or a lot of even positive spell work, eclipse energy is not a normal full moon. And I don't recommend honing in on things in that time period. They could really go left. They could go awry in eclipse. Do you notice that, Kimberly?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, eclipse energy, it's like, it's what we call like wild hunt energy. You know, it's that wild magic. And
yeah,
absolutely. You know, we'll be spending the March full moon in our goddess full moon group with the Maiden Kore, goddess Persephone, very, you know, grounding spring energy, very, you know, focused on renewal.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, okay. So one more caller, my darling. And let's see. We've got 3, 4, 5, 7. Are you there, caller?
Yes, ma'am. And thank you all very, very much for taking my call.
Yay, we've got a masculine energy on the line. I love it. I was hoping we'd get one male caller.
Yeah, my name is Melvin, and I just wanted to ask, I recently was terminated from my job, and it was not fair. So I got to meet with my attorney on March 7th. I was I work with mentally ill clients, and I was stuck with a needle, and I had to get blood work done, and the blood work results came back, stated that I had to have a series of hepatitis shots because some real my system is prone to hepatitis C and tuberculosis, and it was never done. And also my employer, I was making like $10 an hour, and they dropped my salary down to $7.25. And I'm a very hard worker, very dedicated worker, and I put my trust in my supervisor, but she went behind my back, and they all got the team and got me out of there.
You know what, Melvin? First, I want to say I'm really sorry that you lost this position. It is unfair, and I'm really sorry that you're dealing with the health circumstances that came along with that. I have some questions here because I'm trying to interpret these cards, but I do have to say getting a lawyer is very smart. You do have the justice card. You also have the Two of Swords, which is the fight legally that you will go up against. Was there an altercation, a physical altercation, when you were stuck with this needle?
No, ma'am. I was actually just giving my client a check of his blood sugar. And
were you involved in a struggle or a scuffle, Melvin, at work at all? Physical contact somehow?
No. I was talking. I was talking to a client. My supervisor called me and told me one of the clients complained that I was that I grabbed him in his collar.
Oh, that's what they're talking about. Yeah. So there's an accusation against you being physical with someone. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. But they. My separation notice was not that. My separation notice is I was verbal aggressive to
verbally abusive to someone?
Not abusive, aggressive.
Verbally aggressive? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, this is what I feel. I was trying to get the situation down because I heard physical altercation or some kind of scuffle, but this is just a claim against you. I really feel it's smart that you're protected legally because I do feel you have another job coming to you. Here's what I really feel. This legal situation could last this entire year. 2016 is a year of endings, and in numerology, it's a 9-cycle year, which ends a cycle in numerology, and next year is our one. So what you're doing this year is you're wrapping up this whole job, which I think you never go back to. But you could be legally compensated, again, another wrongful firing kind of situation.
Right. Yeah.
But don't expect them to welcome you back if you're looking in that arena. There is a fresh start for you. On top of you pursuing this legally, you will be working again throughout the rest of this year. You do need to clear your name up, Melvin. They're saying his name is cleared or will be cleared. So allow the attorneys to do what they need to do in that. I actually have two attorneys. There's a Knight of Swords and a Queen of Swords, but I'm not married to the fact that this would have to be a female lead attorney. I just see two people helping you legally.
The attorney that's going to, I'm supposed to meet with her only, like I said, on the 7th. And
is a female? Is that what you said?
Yeah, her name is Colin.
Okay, good. So this Queen of Swords, this attorney has a younger male helper, attorney, whatever, sidekick. They're a power duo. And they'll be able to help you. You're in the right hands. If I were you, I would not have any communication regarding anyone at work because your Ten of Cups card, your communication card is reversed. So you're meant to be extremely silent. And I would say silent in general regarding this, maybe to a handful of trusted homies or homegirls, but I would not... Yeah. I wouldn't just go posting on Facebook about this.
You don't want
to draw in any of that energy. But I have a good feeling about this, but I'm thinking this could take the entire year. And that's okay. Allow them to do their research.
That's okay because out of in the state of Georgia, you're not supposed to drop no one's salary. You know, I was making $10 an hour. I'm going after that, and also after being stuck with the needle and not give my series of shots, I could get hepatitis C, tuberculosis, because the clients that I work with, they have it. And also,
well, listen, I want to give you some advice on that, because I don't see any health cards here for you, and when I don't see health cards, I like that. But I don't want you to focus. I don't want your mind to focus on any disease that you will get. I want you to remove that from even being an option in your mind. You're
right.
Healthy, you're vibrant, you're not ill, and you're moving forward. So don't allow any what-ifs to kind of manipulate the subconscious mind, because I don't want you manifesting anything. I don't even get that there's an issue with that. I get a lot of illegal, underhanded, fraudulent, counterfeit or money scandals regarding this place. And you're not the only person that are underpaying. So this whole case could be blown open.
Okay, great. And the thing is this guy that worked with me, I used to work at a hospital, a big hospital here in Georgia, but they closed down, hospital, but they closed down. But this guy named Michael, he works there at night as well, but every time I talk to him, it seems like he has his phone and playing around with his phone, and I asked him, are you recording me? And I'm like, are you recording me? And he's like, what you talking about? But was he recording me and reported back to my female supervisor?
You know what? Honestly, I don't think he was. I think he's one of the people that just has his phone. He's got blue face. He's got his phone in his face the whole time. I don't want you to be too paranoid about everyone being against you, because you are also a person of service. It takes a lot of strength and courage to do what you've chosen to do for a living. And
I
respect that, but you're going to be moving on. You're moving on from these people and Michael. and trust you're moving on from Michael and all of these people. I would entrust yourself in the hands of these two attorneys I see, the Queen of Swords and the Knight of Swords.
Great. Yeah, but I also apply for different jobs. One is a correction officer working with young kids, and the other one is a jailer working in the jailhouse where I live. And
I already have an instinct about this. It's the first position, because I do see the Six of Cups in your card. You have a very strong path to be working with children or teens. I don't feel your best energy would be suited for going to a jailhouse. I think that there's a lot of, of course, darker energy there, but you're being called upon to help these younger people.
Wow.
And I think that's the job you're getting.
Would that be the football coaching job I applied for? It's a new head coach here in town, and I sent my resume to him and a cover letter, and I got to submit my – I used to coach there in 2006, but now they have a new young coach, and that's my goal. That's what I really do. That's what I love to do.
See, Melvin, that's what you need to hold in your mind, because you're headed in the direction of helping these teenagers. And think about being outdoors and fresh air and things like that. You're not going to be kicking it in a jail cell, you know, hanging out with, you know, it's too dark for you. You're already coming from a lot of,
outside
energy, and you're going to head into a very positive position where you're still of service, but in a much uplifting area. So keep that as your focus.
Okay. Is there a deadline? Is there a time frame on that? Like, will that be at the high school?
Your time frame that came up is the length of how long you'll be dealing with this legal situation, which is the full year. But I also heard that during this full year, you will be working in a new position. So I know that's a pretty big time frame, but March to the end of the year, you're working.
March
somewhere
in
there.
March of this year.
No, I'm sorry, hon. I don't mean that on March 1st you'll be working. I'm saying this year you're overlapping with dealing with your attorneys and the new position.
Wow.
Thank you for calling in, Melvin. I really appreciate it.
God bless you.
Best of luck to you. God bless you, too, honey. Best of luck to you.
I love you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Did he say, what did he say at the end? He said, sweet, I love your face?
I think so.
I don't
know. Oh, boy.
That's sweet.
What a sweetie.
I like ending with a good laugh, too. That made me chuckle. He's a sweet man. I appreciate that.
All right.
We knocked out another one. We knocked out another show.
We did. You are marvelous, as always. And to all those we didn't get to, thank you for calling in. Stay tuned. We're going to have Audrey back. Of course, we can't get enough.
Thank you.
And even more exciting, you guys will be able to interact with her, get your own magic of tarot going with her new course coming soon. So exciting stuff all the way around, Audrey. Really.
Yay. I know. This is amazing. I'm having a blast with this. And I love it so much that I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, thank you. We sincerely
love
having you. And so kudos to the eclipse season. Everybody remain in your seats with your trays in an up position and buckled in. Oh, boy. It's going to be interesting. Interesting.
It's game changing. So it doesn't have to be negative, but it's best to kind of lay low around the eclipses and not make too many rash decisions. But, yeah. Get your helmets on.
Right. Yeah. And you know what's really interesting is another friend of mine and my astrologer, Mary Lamondo, had always said to me, when things leave or people leave, right, you know, in an eclipse season, let them go. Meant to be, and it what goes at that time is something that's meant to go.
Yes, as much as it hurts, and it's very real. In 2013, when we had our eclipses of April and May, it's very quick relationships occurred, and then were quickly dismantled in a month. So, yeah, let them go. Don't hold on to too much. It's hard not to, but don't hold on to too much.
It is. Yep. All right, my darling. Well,
thank you.
I will be talking
Thanks, Kimberly.
To you very soon, certainly. And thank you to all of our listeners. I'm going to remind you, AudreyAllison.com. Get your own personal reading and eclipse season cosmic weather report from Audrey herself. And thank you so much, my darling.
Thank you. Have a beautiful night.
Thank you. You too. And
okay,
goddess
I'll
Elijah,
talk to you soon.
Absolutely, my darling. Kiss, kiss. And
bye-bye.
And for all of our listeners, Goddess Alive Radio will be back next Thursday. And let me see, I'm checking my magic, I wish I had a magic 8-ball. Remember those? Weren't they fun? I need one of those. Should check Amazon or eBay. But we will be back next Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern, and you can tune in same time, same channel. And we're going to be talking to Jude Lally, who is an absolutely amazing priestess who is doing the Weaving the Protection of Breed course on MysterySchoolOfTheGoddess.net for those who are our goddess breed lovers out there. And that'll be at 8 o'clock next Thursday. So until then, everyone, hang tight. Many blessings to you all as maybe we're getting the last of winter shaking out. I don't know if snows, not in South Florida, but, you know, if anybody's getting ready for some snow, save some for me. I will talk to you next week, everyone. Have an absolutely fantastic day. Good night.